The proposal by Racine Democrat Corey Mason and others would increase the state income tax by 1% for people who earn $1 million or more. Mason says it would generate an estimated $145 million. That state money would leverage an additional $135 million in federal funds that could become available under a bill being considered in Congress.
I want Wisconsin to be first in line for those grants. So it's critically important that we come up with resources to match those federal dollars.
The package would also increase financial aid, direct the state to award grants to help businesses modernize, and expand tax credits for people who invest in startup companies. Milwaukee Democrat Tamara Grigsby said it would help Wisconsin's jobless.
We're not going to sit by and watch the pain and suffering that results from our unemployment crisis right now. We want to do something about this, and this is the first step in that direction.
If lawmakers go this route, it would be the second time this session they've leaned on wealthier residents to fund state programs. The budget signed into law a few months ago raised income taxes by 1% on individuals who earned more than $225,000. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.